Okay. Okay, so just to sort of give a little background information. It's been snowing quite a lot recently where I am, at least, and it's gotten pretty deep today. I am just looking out of the window and yeah, it's pretty thick. So much so, in fact, that my place has been closed and my younger sister's school is also shut for the day. So here we are, and I don't know what it is about weather, but pretty extreme weathers have a habit of really turning me on. I don't know what it is, but if ever it's super sunny and hot and sticky, or if ever there's a rainstorm that really makes it impossible to do anything, or if ever it snows like it has today and it actually sticks. I don't know, it sounds strange, but I love it so much that I always seem to get turned on. Maybe I'm one of those naturalists, a tree hugger, something like that. Anyway, I've been back home today. I got a call from my sister this morning at like 6:30, telling me that her school had been shut, and she was asking me to come around this afternoon because Wednesdays are my half days. But when I found out that I had the day off too, I did her one better and drove around, and we went for a walk with the dogs, which actually turned out to be a terrible idea because it was so slippery and cold. There weren't too many cars because we live in a pretty quiet little village, and we watched some movies. She insisted on Frozen and the first Harry Potter, of course. And it's been great. It's been really fun, and I love spending time with both of my sisters. I have an older sister as well. But my younger sister reminds me what it was like to be a kid, I suppose. God, I sound old. I just mean, you know what I mean? She's young, so it's nice to be around someone who gets so excited about things like snow and stuff like that. But like I said, this weather has managed to turn me on, and it was a little frustrating that all of this happened on a Wednesday because I'm always guaranteed Wednesday afternoons alone, which means I can be a little louder than right now because the circumstances are a little bit different. And I'd actually planned on recording some stuff today because, to put it plainly, I've been pretty horny recently. And I was looking forward to a bit of alone time, but now I can't because there is a 13-year-old sat downstairs with a bowl of ice cream watching The Princess and the Frog or whatever it is. But I think if I'm quiet, if I whisper, I think that might be all right. I think it would. If I just trail a finger down my body, under my shirt, from my neck down my stomach and across my hips. My fingers are pretty cold. although I like being loud, because I really do like to squeal and moan and cry out, I like having to force myself to be quiet as well. I don't know, I love the added struggle that it presents, I suppose, and I really love it when a guy is fucking me and he has to put a hand over my mouth. I'm thinking of a specific time. I am thinking of a time where I was with a guy, an ex, and we were staying at his parents' house. And it was a decent sized house, you know what I mean? It wasn't huge, but they weren't all living on top of each other. If you can, if you can imagine what I mean. But his bedroom was just across the hall from his parents' room, and we were being we were being a little bit naughty, a little bit dirty, and when we got to the sex, if you will, when we got to the fucking, this guy, this stupid fucker, he decided that he would edge me, that he'd start with these long, slow, hard thrusts that had me literally breathless. I remember he kept reminding me to breathe so that my breathing didn't get so heavy and loud that we might get caught, and he'd be rubbing my clit on and off, and the whole thing had me honestly almost in tears from the frustration of it, and and I'd be biting my lip and trying not to moan or scream his name, and all the while he would be leaning down over me and whispering things in my ear that he knew would push me over the edge. I'm wet already. I can't. And he'd be telling me how good my pussy felt wrapped around him, and asking me if, oh, I can't even think, asking me if I thought that if he were to carry on fucking me hard and slow like this, if I thought I might need to come around his cock, asking me, do you like that, baby? Yeah? Oh, you dirty little girl, I know you like that. And the worst part was, he told me that I wasn't allowed to come. I wasn't allowed to stop pulsing around him until he said so, and I knew that he knew I was ready to come there and then, but he wanted to tease me, he wanted to break me, and oh fuck, and these things that he said drove me crazy. I don't want to be told that I'm a good girl, or that I'm daddy's little princess. No, I want to be told that I'm bad. I'm a dirty little girl, that my tight little pussy feels so good around daddy's big hard cock. That's what I want to hear. And this guy, this beautiful beautiful guy who I still adore, who I still see now and then, to put it mildly. He he flipped me over and started, he started pounding into me from behind, and he had such a big cock, such a thick cock. I loved the way it stretched me, and and I think he did too. I think he did too, but don't tell him. And he'd be shoving my face into the pillows, and he'd tell me that if I made any noise, he'd just stop, and I wouldn't get to come at all. And I knew that he meant it, because he'd done it before. So I'd be there, biting my lip, and sometimes my fist, with my legs spread as wide as they could go. And he'd help with that. He would be holding my legs open, pushing them apart, pushing them up. And I had a couple pillows stuffed under my hips so that I could be lifted to meet him. Fuck, I'm so turned on thinking about this. He'd pull my hips back onto him, and he'd slide a little bit deeper inside me, and fuck, that felt good. I can still remember how much pleasure he gave me. To this day, I can still remember how good it felt. And he'd tease me, he'd get me right to the edge, and then and then he'd pull out, and he'd stroke himself slowly until I'd calmed down. And then he'd fuck me slowly, and he'd tell me how good it felt, and how naughty I was being for him. Fuck. I remember him leaning over me. Oh, fuck. Leaning over me from behind and brushing my hair to the side over one of my shoulders, so he could bite and lick my neck, and oh, fuck. And he reached one of his arms around me and started rubbing my clit so fast. Fuck. And by this point, I know that my legs were shaking, and it was taking everything I had in me not to scream his name so loudly and just come and just let myself go around his cock. But he was fucking me so slowly and rubbing me so quickly, and it was torture. It was pure torture, but I still crave that kind of fucking. And I was begging him to let me come, begging him just to let me milk his cock. And I was pushing myself back onto him in a sort of feeble attempt to to make him slip a little bit deeper inside me again, or to To make him fuck me a little bit harder. A little bit faster, but he just wouldn't. He'd pull back and he'd lean down to my ear and trailing these light kisses along it, and he'd whisper something like, "You bad girl, you bad, bad girl." This must have been, this must have been going on for ages, and oh, and I really want to come now, but I'm going to try and finish my story first. And I think when he decided that he couldn't take it much more either, he pulled me up so that we were both kneeling on the bed, and he started fucking up into me so fast. So hard and fast and so deep. Fuck, it felt like he was in my stomach. And he was hitting that special spot again and again and again, and I couldn't hold my moans. I was biting my lip and gripping his arm so tightly that I left little purple curves where my nails had been digging into him, but I couldn't stop the groans and grunts and the whimpers that I kept making. And instead of stopping like he said he would, he forced his hand over my mouth and he fucked me even harder. And with his other hand, he rubbed my clit, and he was going so fast, I felt like a fucking vibrator. Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck, I'm so close. And he started whispering these things in my ear again, telling me what a nasty little girl I was and how dirty I was being for him and how much he loved it. And I was literally in tears from pleasure by this point, and they were dripping down his hand and onto my body, and oh, and this is bad, but I don't know. I honestly don't know whether his parents walking in on us would have made us stop. It was so primal and raw and fucking desperate. Oh, I'm gonna go. And then he told me to come. Oh, he told me to come, and just like that, no tricks, no catch, just to come, and I did. Oh God. Oh, I came. So hard, and he did too, and I felt him filling me, and that only made me come harder and harder. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Fuck me. that felt so good. And I hate that even now, even when we aren't together anymore, I hate that he still has this power over me. This control that I'm not sure he knows about. But I love it at the same time. And I've made a little bit of a mess. I'm a little sticky, so I really should go and sort of clean myself up, because I am still supposed to be on babysitting duty. But yeah, I'm still having aftershocks. I hope that you enjoyed hearing this story, because I certainly enjoyed telling it, and maybe next time I'll be able to be a little bit louder. But like I said, I think maybe I prefer being quiet.